In this review, it is Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers after Liverpool's annual 5-1 beating of West Ham United in the Carabao Cup. We'll go to the lineup. Neil, line changes. Jota in 10 is probably the most noteworthy of them. Could that be a solution for him going forward, do you think, in terms of until at least January, maybe, you know, in terms of dipping into the transfer market, finding someone else?
It could be something that he looks at. It's worth sort of saying that another solution is obviously Elliot just gets back fit, as something he could use in the meantime in certain games and at certain moments. You know, I am generally of the view that a midfielder light around the place, one midfielder light. I don't think it needs a specific role, but I think it needs a player of real quality. And I think you see a little bit of the reason why last night in the game. I wonder whether or not it's a solution for half an hour. For the idea of this isn't quite going the way I like today, is there a way to kick the door down? There's, you know, we've just got a really good example of exactly how difficult it can be for the very best players against a low block. You know, City didn't have De Bruyne and Rodri, but they have pretty much everyone else. Arsenal are obviously all elite defenders, but they are down to 10. And you get to see, you know, it's an extreme example, but you get to see it can just be really difficult to work it out. And in the end, you know, what City end up doing is just more kicking the door in than anything else. And I think kicking the door in is really underrated, actually. You know, since slots come in, there's been a little bit of, and we've always struggled against low blocks. I think, you know, at times almost everybody does. And I think at times just continually asking the question over and over again, whatever that might be, I think is no bad thing as a plan. And one of the better ways to do that is to have, you know, four attackers on the pitch. And one of the positives about having Jota close to Nunez through the middle of the pitch in the 10 position is what you actually get to see for the two goals. The fact of the matter is his movement's tremendous and his instincts around the penalty area are absolutely second to none. And that's the opening goal. Well, Liverpool's opening goal comes from the fact that Jota is well more alive than Max Kilman. And I like Kilman, but Jota is so alive to the situation that's going on around there. And I thought he was perfectly neat and tidy in his other stuff. I thought both Jota and Nunez pressed well. And I think if you're going to do this, you need both of them to play really well out of possession. And I thought both of them did for the hour they were both on the pitch, and especially when Liverpool were getting the way through the game. But yeah, I think it's something worth looking at. I think he's looked at it now. I don't think it's anything he's going to necessarily start with anytime soon. It's worth pointing out the next two games are away games as well, albeit against poorer opposition. Moving forward then, you know, we come back after the next international break, and that's when it's a tougher run of Chelsea, Arsenal, Brighton and Aston Villa, all of whom are going to want to come and play at least some football.